Good Friday, everyone. It's been since March I recorded. I want to take maybe about a month off because of this pandemic. Just take a breather because, this pandemic changed a lot. And it's just very sad just to see and just hear and look and this changed America. This right here have changed America. And I was reading stories and I think America now is going to be more better. Just give it to June. We're going to be stronger. So please, if you're listening, everything is going to be okay. And we're going to get past to it. We're going to get past this. And the people that, try to help or didn't try to help or did help, I appreciate it. Even if you didn't try, you tried from staying in your house. So this is not going to be about the pandemic, but, I have to, elephant in the room, I got to bring that up. So now, since I left, I couldn't even get to the Colts. I cannot. Oh, my God. I am so happy with the Colts. You just don't understand. I am ready for this year. I'm ready for it. So let's just go ahead. Let's talk about the Colts real quick. Sorry. And with all their draft picks. So, the first one. Okay, so I give the... So, we didn't have a round one. Everyone should know that, if you're a Colts fan. So, round two. Michael Pittman Jr., I give it a B. I don't like any West Coast football, especially college. But he might fit our system, so no big... I give it a B. The second round, we got Jonathan Taylor, my favorite running back from this class. That's my favorite running back for this class. Round three is Julian Blackman. Messed up your name. Safety, Utah. I don't like West. I don't know what's to this draft. They did a lot of West Coast, but... he's injured. He might can fit. And if not, no big deal. He's a third round. Fourth round, we got a quarterback. Washington. I'm not really fond with that, but whatever with that one. And here comes. Oh no, I apologize. No. So second pick. Was Michael Pittman Jr. Second round, ninth pick was Jonathan Taylor. Third round, 21st pick was Julian. Fourth round was... I'll make sure. Hold on. Yeah, fourth round was Jacob. I was right. So, fifth round is Danny Punter, offensive lineman, Ball State. We needed an offensive lineman to protect Phillip Rivers. That's a good pick. Sixth round... 14th was Rob Windsor, defensive tackle, Penn State. Another round six was Isaiah Rogers, cornerback, UMass. Denzel Patman, wide receiver, Washington State. And then Jordan Glasswell, linebacker, Michigan. I like Michigan linebackers. But that is our picks. So overall... Let me go ahead and go each pick grade. So Pittman was a B. Jonathan Taylor was an A-. Julian was a C-. Jacob was a C+. Danny was an A. Rob was a B-. Isaiah, I put a C+. Denzel, I put a B-. And then Jordan, I put a B+. So overall, I gave the grade of a B. Colts did a good job. And We got our quarterback. We got Phillip Rivers as our starting quarterback. Running back, we have Mac, and then we got Jonathan Taylor. That's really good. Two different types of players, but I really like both of them. But I really like Jonathan Taylor as our starter. Nothing with Mac. I just like Jonathan Taylor. He reminds me of Barkley from the Giants. And we got wide receivers. We're good at. We got Pittman. We still got Hilton. We have that. I forgot his name. Oh, I'm sorry. Man. I forgot that wide receiver name, but we have him. Sorry, it was early in the morning. So we're good on the offense. We got an offensive line. We got Quentin Nelson. You know, we're good with the offense. The defense is going to be very good. We still got Malik Hooker. We got the Julian. Once he gets healthy, he still be a pretty decent back. And we can have a lot of potential to get into the playoffs. And just a shout out to the Colts. They did an excellent job this draft. And a lot of these guys are hit or miss, you know. Like the quarterback. If Jacob, you don't think he's worthy, release him. You know, he's in the fourth round, so it's not like, you know, it's a hit or miss. I didn't personally like him. I wish we would have gotten Nate Stanley, but and just had him in the sixth round because no one would have probably got him fifth, sixth. And I liked him a little bit better than Jacob, but it is what it is. Jacob, he could be the future if he really puts his mind to it. You never say never, ever. You never say never. You never know. Those people that you think, oh, he's not good in high school, was, you know, you just don't never know. And just because they went to a small school, that doesn't mean nothing. It doesn't. It doesn't mean nothing if they go to a small school. So everyone on the NFL draft, congratulations. Congratulations. I mean, every single person, even undrafted, that made us practice squad. I mean, every single one of the guys, congratulations. Because you understand it's 1% of the whole world that makes it pro. So you're that 1%. You're that 1%. So even if you don't get a second contract, even if you get 4 or 5 contracts, even if you're the third string, be thankful, because everybody can't get up in the morning and do what they love to do and make good money out of it. Because you can, if you invest, you can have a lot of money. It doesn't matter how much money you have. If you don't know how to invest, you're going to be broke. So Colts did a good job. So now we went through the pandemic. We went to the Colts. The third thing I would like to talk about. I would like to talk about. I would like to talk about something that it's been on my mind. I sold my PlayStation. So here's why I sold it. Have PlayStation or Xbox said, hey, we're going to do 1 free month because of this pandemic? They didn't say one thing. They did not help one. So that tells me it's time for me to focus more on music. So now what I do every morning, I get up at 6 o'clock in the morning, 6 a.m., and I have to focus on music full time. So when I hear this in another 5 years and I make it, I'm like, good decision. You know, it's getting to the point now, it's just too much and I need to 100% focus on music. I'm learning guitar now. So if you want to hear me on, you know, hear me on Instagram, love Gemini just because I play it live every day. Every day. And if I don't go live, I'll send a message on my story, say I'm not going live today. But every day I go live and I'm learning more about songwriting. I'm getting my single out. I'm just focused on music. And that's the only thing. If you're an aspiring musician and you hear this 5 years from now, here 10 years, whatever the situation is, just understand that you have to focus on music. No girls, no boys, no none of this extra stuff that doesn't matter. Not your friends, not your family, not your video game. I don't know what else. No drugs. Well, marijuana's not a drug, it's a plant. But, you know, focus on stuff. Focus on things. And always understand that life, you only have one life. Do what you're passionate about. If you're passionate about cooking, do cooking on Instagram. Like I tell mom, you never know who's watching. If you like to do music, do music. If you want to be an artist, like a you know, drawing artist, be an artist. If you want to own 1,000 franchises, do own 10 franchises. I mean, try to own it. But you have to have a goal and a plan. You just can't woulda, couldas, or I'm, you know, it takes time. So for today is Friday, no question Friday. And I'm only going to record Monday and Fridays, 2 days of the week for right now. Now, when I get to be a big time millionaire, I'll only do one recording each month. So, cause I'm not gonna have time. So you can hear me once a month. To say, hey, Ivory's still alive. Yes. But for right now, it's going to be 2 times a week. It's Monday, Fridays. That's it. So, guys, I hope you have a fantastic Friday. Once again, if you are, had the virus, if you didn't or know someone that did and passed away or any of those type of situations, I'm here. We're going to make this through. We're going to be strong. Let's everyone calm down. Because I have been getting no toilet paper. Now I've been seeing toilet paper. And tissue. I've been seeing that's the same thing. But paper towels and tissues was like ghosts. You had to go and go to eBay and it was selling for $1,000. So now I'm seeing tissue. Let's calm down, you know, and be cool. But thank you so much for listening. And I see you guys later. And I hope you tune in. Just hit the subscribe button. You can listen to me on Spotify. Listen to me just all day, all night. I'm here. And if you have any questions, just send it to my email. IvoryMiller182@gmail.com. Or just Instagram. Love Gemini just because. Rasta out.